1, 2, 3. What is going on, baby? Don't hurt me no more.
New player.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
What is love?
Everybody sing it, come on.
Holy man, you sounded like the real guy.
Please do not adjust your set. You are listening to a Pure Onage podcast. Welcome to yet another Pure Onage podcast. This is Pure Onage podcast number 5. We've got a great show for you guys today. Coming up in this show, we'll be talking about the Pure Onage fan meetup, which took place this week. Also, some other new features on the Pure Onage website. We've got some exclusive news straight from Kyle, which you guys have not heard before, but we'll talk about that later. In gaming news, Vructor will be talking about some cool games. He'll also be having a special feature on the expansion for Warhammer 40k Dawn of War. That's a very cool game. I've been playing it myself lately. On hardware and software, Destroyer and Gills will be talking about Google Talk. And we'll be having some music from Kashmir Z. We'll be talking about forum polls. We've got Bane the Bastard on here. He's going to be talking about him because he's the king of forum polls, as you all know. And that's pretty much it. So we're going to make a fun show and let's move on to news, eh? So Kashmir, what's up?
Well, not a lot, man. You know, as you said, the PP fan meet and a lot of interesting things went on there. Quite personally, I'm jealous of the whole thing. Yeah, a lot of rumors about people doing certain things and people getting quite drunk.
So anyone who's interested in checking out some pictures, you can go down to the thread in PP Discussion. It's a thread called Meet the PP Cast in Calgary. It was posted by Kyle. If you go on to page number 9, you'll find Post by Magic, which will take you to the pictures, and you can check out some cool pictures. You can see Jeremy and Doug in that. Have you seen that, Kashmir?
I have. I think it's a bit odd seeing Jeremy without his bandana on. It's a nice change, but I think it was a bit of a shock to me. I was like, oh my god. And yeah, that picture where Kyle has his face covered by everybody. I want that shirt. God damn it. Yeah.
Jeremy doesn't have his I Own Noobs shirt, which is pretty surprising, I think.
Yeah, I think it helped show the more, I don't know, real side of them, so you can kind of get to know them. I mean, if they went in there fully in character, I think, you know, that kind of would have detracted from the whole event. Ryan was there too, from Yellow Ninja 6, I heard.
When I watch the show, and I see Jeremy, and I see this pale kind of guy walking around, and he's a hardcore gamer, and I remember in episode 3, he was walking down the street, and he was like, God, the sun, it burns, you know? And I always figured he was this kind of, you know, this pale-looking, nerdy, hardcore gamer, you know, as most gamers are. And, you know, you come here on the pictures, and I didn't recognize him, because, like, instead of this, like, kind of nerdy gaming guy, it's fucking Ricky Martin, you know?
Yeah, I had to look twice myself. I wasn't quite sure to begin with. Yeah, he's got quite a tan going on there.
Yeah, I mean, the tan is insane. Do you think that that's Anastasia's working?
Perhaps. Ah, the goddess.
Are you still all obsessed with Anastasia?
I'm not obsessed. I'm just a devoted fan. Not that I'm making more Anastasia
yeah, sure.
wallpapers or anything.
Come on, you're totally in love with her, man.
Everyone keeps calling me a pervert, and I resent that. I'm not a pervert. I'm a devoted fan who's in love with Anastasia.
Well,
how many girls does Anastasia have, Jeremy have around him? I think Anastasia would have been jealous.
Well, most
That's
of
true.
The girls in the pictures are actually Femme's friends. Well, two of them, I think.
They actually got in. They weren't even 18. They were supposed to be 18, but they got in anyway.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
So, in other news, this is not big or anything, but it's pretty cool. This shows that if you have a good idea, post it on the forums, and it might happen, because there was some guy, and he made a post on the forums about an RSS feed for all the episodes on the website, and he wanted that, and I actually posted that. I thought it was a bit weird, and I said, well, just listen to, you know, to Pure Onage podcast, and we'll keep you updated. But Kyle went ahead and made an RSS feed. It's an RSS 2.0 feed. You can go to the main website and you can subscribe to it. I've done it myself. I mean, it has absolutely no use, but it's cool anyway. So just so you guys know.
Yeah, I noticed that on the site, but I didn't sign up for it or anything.
I think that's pretty much all the news we have.
Well, I know something you guys don't know.
Oh my god, what's that?
Well, it's pretty interesting, I think. I'm not sure I should tell you. Should I?
What's this secret news you have, Ruckter? I cannot wait to find out.
Well, I'm not sure if I should tell you. No, actually, this is pretty cool news, I thought. Some of you may have noticed Kyle made a thread on which shirt you would like to see in the Noob Store. There were two shirts worn by Dave, and you had to vote, for the shirt you liked the most. Those shirts are going to be available in the Noob Store, but also there will be another shirt, a pretty cool shirt, I have to say, because it's a Dave shirt. For all the Dave fan, you're going to love the shirt, I hope.
That's pretty cool. I wish I could buy it, but unfortunately I don't have a credit card. But yeah, that's pretty cool to see that Dave's getting his own shirt.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. But you know what else is cool? You know that the Pure Onage show, it's growing, you know? Of course, there was the interview with Kyle and Jeremy by Tom's Hardware, which was very cool. But some really big shit is going down in the UK with PC Gamer UK. The upcoming issue for September is going to have a full article on Pure Onage. And not only that, you're also going to have every single episode available on the DVD that's included with the magazine. And this was hooked up by Denwo. Denwo isn't here at the moment. I'll just explain where Denwo is. Denwo is, he passed his university entrance, I guess, or he got his grades, and he's gone on a month's vacation. He's